We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Wednesday, January 28, 2026. To start things off, the Champaign City Council held its regular meeting at the City Building last night. Council members voted to approve more money for the Champaign Fire Department. The money will help pay for extra overtime and costs from a spring hiring push. During the discussion, some council members said they are worried about staff shortages in the fire department. Champaign City Council member Alicia Fulmer says the extra overtime raises questions about how the city plans to fix long-term staffing problems.
I think, obviously, this brings about some questions about how we address shortages for the fire department, particularly as we're approving this extensive overtime pay.
The council also approved changes to the city's Homeowner Assistance Fund home repair program. The amount of money for the program was reduced from $1 million to $700,000. State officials made the change to meet federal spending deadlines. City leaders say the city may be able to get some of the money back if it meets spending goals by April. Neighborhood Services Director Rob Kolowski explained why the funding was reduced and how the city could earn it back.
Our program got a little bit of a slow start, and that's why they adjusted our grant amount down from $1 million to $700,000. But we are told that if we hit a certain benchmark by April 1st, that we could receive some of those funds back.
Public comment focused on longstanding segregation in Champaign schools and housing. One resident asked the council to take action instead of continuing to talk about the issue. One resident, who referred to herself as Ms. Hart, said the problem needs urgent attention.
This isn't a future problem. It's a crisis happening right now. In our classrooms today, robbing children of opportunity.
The meeting also included an update on the Champaign Fire Academy pilot program. Council members did not vote on the item. The meeting ended without further public comment. In more local news, the Illinois Republican State and Federal Candidate Forum took place last night in Lincoln Hall. The event was coordinated by the Illini Republicans, led by Finn McIntosh and sponsored by the Champaign County Republican Party. 15 candidates were represented, with three candidates not in attendance being represented by campaign spokespersons. Protesters were gathered in the lobby with signs condemning President Donald Trump and referencing political tensions regarding Jeffrey Epstein and the release of the Epstein files. WPGU News correspondent Gavin Westlake spoke to the protester, who requested to be called Fanny, about the protest signs she had displayed.
I have a problem with is what's going on right now, and every one of these signs, which is only a fraction of my signs, I made and I've held out, as I said, almost 90 times, and I'll be out again and again.
During the forum, candidates gave their stances on various hot-button issues, including the Illinois economy, immigration, job rates, and transgender issues. Each candidate then fielded audience questions, as well as questions prepared by Illini Republicans in advance. Westlake also spoke to Jeff Wilson, a candidate running for U.S. Congress. Wilson's platform was built on Americans First policies, including pro-life and pro-gun stances, per his website. Wilson specifically iterated that he sought out to create jobs for the American people and deal with the ongoing affordability crisis. When asked about his plans to deal with making college tuition affordable, Wilson had this to say.
It could be supporting various research, various studies, maybe a better loan program. Maybe the interest rate should not be as high as it is. Right now, when you take out a loan, if you're on a loan for student loan, then your interest is accruing whether you're making money or not. So maybe there should not be interest payments until after you have a job.
After the forum, WPGU News correspondent Grace Avila spoke to McIntosh, president of the Illini Republicans and main organizer of the event. He spoke to the importance of student political engagement.
Well, I think that a lot of students disengage from politics, especially on a local level. Like getting people out here and kind of just that basic engagement can really do a lot for political activity amongst the youth.
Now ending things off, Champaign Central High School's McKinley Field and North Field complexes will soon see repairs to the exterior fencing after the original fence already began to show signs of deterioration just a few years after it was completed. Both fences were made to be decorative, as the surrounding neighborhoods initially wanted something visually appealing and were built out of aluminum. Elizabeth Stegmeyer, Unit 4's Director of Capital Projects and Planning, discussed the reasoning behind the move to repair the fencing at both sites at the Champaign Unit 4 School Board meeting Monday night.
McKinley and Central Field, as you mentioned, soccer field, marching band field, both have a decorative aluminum fence around them. It is not steel, and so that's sort of the challenge, is the aluminum is not up to the vandalism, nor the like in the case of the soccer field, the soccer balls that are just constantly pounding into it.
Board members and officials discussed a variety of maintenance projects, including repairing the damaged vertical post on the fences, while also installing a vinyl-coated chain link fence on the inside layer. Stegmeyer said these repairs would be less costly than replacing both fences entirely, although it will still cost the district over $48,000. The chain link reinforcements will be installed on all sides of Central's North Field, which is home to its boys and girls soccer teams, along with the eastern side of McKinley Field, home of Central's track and junior varsity football teams. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Gavin Westlake, Grace Avila, and Adam Edwards. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.